some rebellions don't start with a battle cry. They start with a whisper that's finally recognized. Some rebellions turn into movements in a subtle way. Something brought you here. Put down your phone just for a couple minutes and let me talk to you. You feel something that has been off. You're tired. Not tired in a way that sleep can fix, but you're tired from moving too fast, from the digital demand, from continual consumption of content on the screen. And then ironically, you escape back to the screen and watch other people live their lives, while the life that you want sits waiting in the corner for you to notice. My name's Austin James Haynes, and I can relate to those feelings I described. I worked for a company for 19 years, and I ignored my soul, I ignored the whisper for a really long time, till one day I finally walked out the corporate door for the last time on July 3rd, 2019, when I finally paid attention to the whisper and I acted on it. Since then, it's been a whirlwind that I could never have scripted or expected. No one expected what would unfold, not even me. A book, 75 poems, and most recently, I went from first strum in January of 2025 to writing my first song called The Feel Better Song 45 days later. Not because I was some super talent, but because I literally thought that people could feel better. And the lines in the song, I put down my phone and my life feels better. I turn off the news and my life feels better. This is what the Analog Rebellion is about. It's about pausing and breathing and listening long enough to hear something. It's the unscripted. It's the presence of a human being, the crack in a voice, the sounds of nature, a search for what's real. As I'm recording, I'm standing underneath the Pawling's sycamore tree on the grounds of Valley Forge National Park. The birds are starting to sing in that spring song, but this tree is a metaphor for a silent rebellion. For over 300 years, it has stood here, taking the most difficult things that nature could throw at it. And all the while, the roots grew subtly deeper. The branches now sprawl out. Although the limbs are bare, they will be green again with spring leaves. And the branches have stretched so far that they had to succumb to gravity, only to touch down, reroot, and expand out even further. So if you're feeling something, you're feeling that tired, that burnout, maybe the burnout has buried something, this is the call. This is not just self-help. This is not marketing. This is not even content. This is a movement. This is a movement to get back to what's real. Real voices, real joy, real conversations that lead somewhere deeper. We are choosing the glitch in a world where AI is proliferating and the artificial is perfecting everything that we can put our hands to. We have the opportunity. There's the glitch. We have the opportunity to be present, to welcome the imperfections that prove a human being is actually here. This is our way back home, and it begins with a single click, the most intentional click you'll make today. Something might crackle, my voice perhaps. You might hear a leaf crackle, a vinyl record scratch, the sound of something real finding its groove. The bird singing, a woodpecker off in the distance. That's how you'll know you're in the right place. Listen, the world is loud and getting louder. The algorithm is loud, finding you wherever you are. AI is literally humming. At the time of this podcast recording, there was a recent news article. The small town of Vineland, New Jersey, was recently disrupted by a new AI data center that was built. The hum from the data center is so pervasive, it's disrupting the neighborhood. It's not going to stop. But this is the counterculture. And AI can never replace this. It can't replace a real human. It can't replace what's going to happen at the Lo-Fi Emergence Tour, which is the actual live event that works in conjunction with this podcast. By your experience here today, you can tell we are choosing the glitch. Imperfect moments that prove a human is present. Because someday, authentic human imperfection may be all we have left. We are creating a sanctuary for it now. The analog rebellion has arrived. Screen down, head up, live now, and I'll see you in the next episode. Welcome to the Analog Rebellion.